This Al Jolson podcast is sponsored by the International Al Jolson Society, www.jolson.org. From the January 27, 1949 broadcast of the Kraft Music Hall, here are Al Jolson and Arthur Treacher with some delightful comedy, followed by a unique version of Brother, Can You Spare a Dime, dedicated to the March of Dimes.
I beg your pardon, I'm looking for Mr. Alfred Joslin.
Just a moment. If you mean Al Jolson, you've found him.
Oh, dear, I hope this isn't Finders Keepers.
Say, you're not Arthur Treacher.
I believe you sent for me, Mr. Joplin.
Not Joplin. Jolson, go ahead.
You said you had some sort of proposition.
Yes, Preacher.
Treacher's the name.
You read yours right, I'll read mine right. I've seen your appearances as a butler in the movies, and I thought I could use you.
Oh, that makes me extremely happy, Mr. Paulson. Oh, will you pardon me while I chortle with glee? Oh, oh.
It touches me to see a man so happy, you know.
Well, you know, I can't help it, sir. I was hoping you would call me for the second Jolson picture.
Second Jolson picture?
Yes.
Why?
I'll give your life story the one thing it's lacking.
What's that?
Class.
Arthur, I don't like to disappoint you, but I didn't call you to work on my picture. I'm starting to do a lot of entertaining.
Oh?
I heard it was deductible.
Oh.
And, now, what I really need now is a good butler.
Mr. Jessel.
Anything but that. Call me Jobson again.
Whatever made you think that I'd be a butler for you? I don't do that sort of thing.
What do you mean you don't? I've seen you play the butler in dozens of pictures.
Oh, I'm a butler on the screen, but in real life I'm not.
No?
After all, you sing on the screen. But in real life, you, what do you do?
This boy's an Oscar Levant with plum pudding in his mouth. Now look, Preacher, do you want to be my butler or not?
I don't know, sir. This would be the first time I was a gentleman's gentleman when the gentleman wasn't a gentleman.
Now, look, let's not beat around the bush, Preacher. If you want the job, just say so. Say so.
Oh, very well, sir. I'll take it. I have to keep working to take care of my twin brother.
Twin brother? I've been in a lot of shows with him, pictures. I didn't know you had a twin brother.
Oh, yes. When we walked down the street in London, people would ask, which one has the Anthony?
Ho, ho.
Yes, all the good.
Yes. Then, you...
I knew you'd love that.
Yes. Right off the boat. Already. Take it back. Well, anyway... then you two must have been identical twins, you know.
Oh, not exactly. You see, he was born at 3:30.
3:30?
And I was born at 4:30.
Well, how come you weren't born until 4:30?
Well, in England, at 4 o'clock, everything stops for tea.
Well, that probably explains for the bags under your eyes. But tell me, Arthur, are you ready to go to work?
Yes. But first, there's a little matter of money.
Money?
Yes.
Just a moment. Remember what Shakespeare said? He who steals me purse steals trash.
Well, I'd like 1 month's trash in advance.
Arthur, let's call it a deal. You're now my butler.
All right, sir. Now, the first thing I'll have to do is put a sign on your kitchen door.
Yeah?
English spoken here.
Never mind that. Now, just to get an idea how this works, let's suppose that I'm at home getting ready for dinner.
Yeah?
And my guest is going to be a young lady.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Treacher, go on from there.
Very well, sir. Sir, I've laid out your coat, your shirt, and your knee pads.
Knee pads? What do I want with knee pads?
Well, before the evening's over, you're bound to propose.
Well, it's more fun than charades. But, Treacher, take good care of my clothes and be sure they're right in style with Esquire.
Oh, do you read Esquire, sir?
Rather. I read the magazine from uncover to uncover. Treacher, I'll finish dressing by myself. I'm getting to talk like him.
Yes.
Just to be sure that you serve something special for dinner, and...
Oh, I will, sir, I will. I personally supervise making the chef's salad. It's my own recipe.
Really? What do you use in a chef's salad?
3 small chefs.
I'll have to acquire a taste for that. Now, let's skip that part, Arthur. Let's pretend my date has arrived. Now, we need a young lady. Let's see, who can I... Oh, Oscar. Oscar Levant.
What is it, Al?
Listen, Oscar, we're rehearsing for a little dinner party, and we need someone to play the part of a young lady. How about it?
Me? Play a young lady?
Well, we're just pretending.
Well, okay, Al. But just a minute. Children, if you're listening, Daddy's only fooling.
All right, Oscar. You're my girlfriend, arriving for dinner. Now, you just knocked on the door, and my butler answers.
Good evening, miss.
Good evening. Mr. Jolson's expecting me for dinner.
Do you have a charge account or do you wish to pay cash?
Please announce me to Mr. Jolson.
Well, Mr. Jolson is a young man to see you.
Creature, supposed to be a young lady. Can't you use your imagination?
Of course, sir, but this would be straining it.
Oh, hello, Alphonse.
Dear, what are you giggling about?
Forgot to giggle.
Too late. Are you bashful?
No, I haven't been a girl very long.
Preacher, you're the butler. Now, what do you do when a young lady like this comes to the house?
I send her to the YMCA.
You're no help, Preacher. Now, come on, honey. Let's you and I sit down in the love seat. If you close your little eyes and put out your finger, I'll slip something on it.
No. The last time you asked me to close my eyes and hold out my finger, I ended up wearing a bagel.
But, darling, no one can wear bagels like you.
Sir, is there anything you'd like before dinner?
Yes, Richard, it's a bit chilly. Bring me my muffler, and we'll also have a spot of tea.
Your muffler is at the cleaner, sir.
Why?
A spot of tea.
Oh! What's the matter, Teresa? Don't you like being my butler?
Oh, sir, I can't think of anything in the world more wonderful than being your butler. Except perhaps dropping dead.
Alphonse. Alphonse, please stop fighting with the butler. Let's either neck or eat.
You'd better eat. The dinner will get cold.
You'd better neck or Jolson will get cold.
Preacher, that does it. After a crack like that, I wouldn't want you as my butler.
And I wouldn't want to work for you, sir.
Why not?
Because your girlfriends are too ugly. Cheerio!
Friends, Sunday, January 30th is the birthday of a great American, the late Franklin Delano Roosevelt. This day has been commemorated by an annual drive for funds called the March of Dimes. The money that we give to this cause is used to combat polio and aid its victims. This is a campaign where all of us can give. If you can't give a dollar, I'm sure you can give a dime. A dime becomes a diamond every time it helps someone in need. A dime becomes a diamond that will shine and light the way for those who plead. Some folks build the railroads, they build the dams, build our mansions of stone. But to make a diamond from a dime that comes from your heart alone. You may own the world, rule like a king. You may have armies at your call. But to bring a smile to eyes full of pain, that is the greatest of all. Take 10 little pennies and add your heart. Here is what you will find. That you have a diamond every time. Brother, can you spare a dollar?
please give, won't you? Maybe your dime or dollar will help save a little fellow like this one. When there are gray skies, I don't mind the gray skies. You make them blue, sunny boy. When may forsake me, let them all forsake me. I still have you, sunny boy. You're sent from heaven, and I know your worth. You've made a heaven for me here on earth. And when I'm old and gray, dear, promise you won't stray, dear, for I love you so.
These podcasts are sponsored by the International Al Jolson Society. Visit our website at www.jolson.org. As Al Jolson used to say, in the words he made famous,
"You ain't heard nothing yet."